realizing Jesus is God. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. When the Creator commanded, the storm's natural elements stopped right away. The wind stopped, and there was a deep calm, which was quite unusual. Normally, after the wind dies down and the storm ends, the sea remains restless and turbulent for a long time. However, here, as soon as the command was given, the wind stopped and the sea immediately calmed. This clearly shows that Jesus must be the Most High God, who controls the winds and quiets the seas and their waves. And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the sea listen to him? He cannot just be an ordinary man, he must be something greater. He must be truly God to have such control over nature. This is particularly suitable for them, as the disciples likely already knew who he was. However, this amazing display of his power would strengthen their belief in Christ's divinity. Mark, like the other disciples, Matthew, Luke, and John, aims to clearly show that Jesus is truly God. He is indeed human, but he is also divine, the God-man. This will be powerfully illustrated in this Bible study. We will witness a striking depiction of his humanity and an impressive display of his divinity.